Suffering is never alone, but shared, by Richard Flyer. I feel and see the flow of life and death inside and outside me. Sometimes I resist in despair, saying, "Why should this be?" All the senseless misery. Tears are unleashed. Torrents of liquid stream from me, dripping onto the sunlit ground. At first, it was a puddle, then a vast pool of tears, an ocean of sorrow from all the suffering. Oh, the flesh cries out with confusion. My little ego reels under the awesome sight, ripping and tearing. Life must be more than the struggle of birth, sickness, pain, old age, and fear of death. Some drown the pain in distractions. With some, it's drugs, material possessions, or money. Still others, it's power, fame, sex, or false love. With others, religion, politics, or social movements. None of these satisfy me now. Naked, I expose my body and mind. Open, there's no place to hide. Raw, I face the elemental forces of creation. Finally, there's a glorious surrender as I break through the veil of darkness. The spirit of the great mystery works through me with more intensity. I feel connected to all beings. Suffering is never alone, but shared. It is not aimless. There is purpose and direction. Pushed to let go of our silly games, pretenses, petty lies, and deceits, until we contact the truth and reality inside and regain memory of our divine nature. To see the beauty that is eternal, continually bringing creation and destruction, life and death, eternally striving for awareness of the great mystery. Suffering and supreme peace fit together like hand and glove.